الله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. وللسيد السلام عليكم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله. قال من الإسماعيل بها من الإسماعيل يعني صرف يعني جي على قرد شكرا لك خير يا سيد. أشعار وفاء الشيخ دامت بركاته حفاظة نظر looking after one's gazes. حضرت دامت بركاته says this is Allah Ta'ala's great ihsan favor upon us that Allah Ta'ala cut this whole terrible disease from the root. It all starts from looking, from seeing. So Allah has been so kind, He saved us from so many problems that come in the way of this all the time. And the shaitan makes it look beautiful at the beginning, and afterwards it shows its ugly face. And then a person can't reverse also. And he's caught up in terrible things. So Allah has been very kind that Allah saved us right from the root, that don't look and you don't have to feel any desire, you don't have to be sorry afterwards, and what problems come from this. So Allah has been very kind to us. This is Allah's rahmat upon us, that He made looking at other women haram. Be parda haseeno se hua tang zamana. The women who are now without parda, and that is still in generally our Islamic countries, but in our countries is uriani, is nakedness. It's not only be parda, but it is almost naked, semi-nakedness. It has made times difficult now. The test has become even more greater. Aankhon ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana. And the eyes have begun now worrying and troubling the heart. Because what you see with your eyes, that gets registered in the heart. Now you start thinking further, you're planning, you're doing all other things now. So the eyes now have beginning to trouble the heart. And also, but we should remember, Hadhrat Ahmad Barakatuhum, Jazahumullah Khair says, that the more there are these opportunities of looking at women, the more are you getting the certificates of Jannat. That don't look and you get a certificate of, every time you don't look, you get a certificate of Jannat. If there was 100% parda, you wouldn't get the opportunity to guard your gazes. Like in many places, previously in Islamic countries, in Afghanistan till today, there are many places you won't see a woman even in burqa. They don't come out at all. We saw with our own eyes in Deoband, now things have changed. But what is called a palki, haudaj in Arabic, is little the people carry it, or it is placed on an animal, and it is covered right through from all sides. And there, the alleys also are very narrow. A car can't go through. Many of those alleys are so narrow that a car can't go through. But a woman from this side of the street, of that narrow alley, wants to go to the other side, she won't walk across. They will bring that hodach, that palki, she'll climb, and it's fitted at the door. Then the veil is open from inside. She sits inside, they close that veil, and they take it to this side. And then they open the veil here and she gets off. You don't know what was transported. You not what size, what shape. You don't know what was transported like that. And even if they had to travel, they should travel like that. So if that was the case, there is no opportunity of safeguarding your gazes. So where you have to safeguard your gazes, you get the opportunity of getting halawate iman. That Allah in return gives you sweetness of iman. But where this is the case, where there is 100% parda, you don't get that opportunity of safeguarding your gazes. You don't see anything. So we shouldn't be so worried that today there's all this nudity. We should just take it that, Ya Allah, you are giving out the mitai of Jannat at all these occasions. All we have to do is just lower your gaze. So simple. Just lower your gaze, no big deal. You don't have to move a mountain from its place. You don't have to do any hard work. Just lower your gaze and you get the certificate of Jannat. So we should take it like that. And also to make it very easy is that we should just think, if I look here and I get deprived of the hurs of Jannat, what a great loss. Let me don't look for this little while and forever I will get those. And how beautiful the hurs of all the women of the world together cannot equal the beauty of one hur of Jannat. So if I don't look, I will get that. And if I look, I'll deprive myself. Mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi taghayyur. Yeah, Hazrat also has shown one prescription, how we can safeguard ourselves. That woman may be young today, she might be having quite a figure, her complexion, her style of walking, doing her things, but remember that she is going to become an old lady. Her teeth are going to fall out. Her temples will set in. Her cheeks will go in. She will look very ugly. So remember that. So what you giving yourself to something like that? Give yourself for Allah, whose beauty only increases. Allah is so beautiful, and Allah's beauty doesn't decrease, and Allah's shan is so great, and all the time Allah is in a different splendor. Bekar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana. You are wasting your time, then you're giving your heart to them. Very soon she's going to become an old lady, all that attraction will be lost, and you yourself will be sorry. Why did I go after this woman? Lekin agar aankhon ko tu na unse bachaye, if you don't save your eyes from looking at them, mumkin nahi phir dil ka tere unse bachana, then it isn't possible that you'll safeguard your heart from them. If you look, your heart is also going to get affected. Then you're going to start thinking, and you're going to destroy all your ibadat also. You'll still, if you're a pious person, you're making ibadat, you'll still carry on, but the thoughts will come. That picture will come back, the camera of the heart and the mind, and it opens up what files all the time. Much, much more faster than you can open up files on your computer and look at different things. Yeah, in split seconds, what files you will open. And now your dua will be spoiled, your tahajjud will be spoiled, your tilawat will be spoiled, your namazes will be spoiled. So just don't look. Aankho ki hifazat mein hai is dil ka sukoon bhi. And if you look after your eyes, your heart is also safeguarded. And your heart also has got one direction to Allah. It isn't troubled with all these things. Go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. No matter what excuses your nafs makes to you, just look once, then I won't feel like looking again. I'll just satisfy myself once. And I just want to see that how this Jordanian woman look, how an Egyptian woman look. In Umrah also, nafs will play fools with you, will play havoc with you. Or who is this? Is it an old lady? Is it a young woman? Is it a man or is it a woman? Nafs will play havoc with you. Just don't look at all. For example, Hazrat Damat Barakatum says, when you drive, are you traveling on the road? Then the passengers don't even have to look around. But the driver, for safety, he has to, but he must watch the car, not the driver. You don't have to look who is the driver. And nafs will also play, if one driver just came out in front, must be a woman. Just let me make sure these woman drivers are like this. Nafs will make you with that excuse to look. So don't listen to nafs at all. Dhoka hai tujhe lutf haseenon se milega. There is a great deception that you'll get enjoyment from looking at these haram women that you are not allowed to look. For this ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only those things that were harmful for us, Allah has made haram. If it was good and beneficial to look at women, Allah should not have made it haram. For the Bani Israel, Allah has made many good things haram as a punishment for them. But for this ummah, no good things are made haram. Only what was harm. So looking at other women is harmful. That's why Allah made it haram. If it was benefit, you get sukoon in your heart, you get enjoyment, Allah shouldn't have made it haram. So this is a deception that looking at other women and a person will get enjoyment. Iblis ke kehne se kabhi is pe na jana. Shaitan will deceive you also. Your nafs will also deceive you. Shaitan will also deceive you. That just see Allah's qudrat. Like some person, he will also say that look at Allah's qudrat, how Allah has made this woman. Subhanallah. A person can't see anywhere else Allah's qudrat. Only here he can see. And how shaitan will also deceive? Somebody will tell you, Maulana, see how these women are dressed. How bad they are dressed. That's also to look at how bad they are dressed. What we will think, this is now some piety that we'll speak about it in the bayans, but that's also shaitan's deception. To look at them. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh says, one Haji Sahib told Hazrat in Hajj that these Indonesian women who come for Hajj, usually young girls come. And they all come dressed in one dressing. With a white mukna they call. They wear that with the faces open. So he say, ye jo Indonesian ki larkiyan hain, wo kabutri jaise dikhti hai, kabutri. Like doves, pigeons. And so kitna noor unke chehre par chamakta hai. So look, noor, Haji Hazrat told, Haji Sahib, make tawbah. You couldn't see noor on Kaaba Sharif. You couldn't see noor on so many buzurgs who are making tawaf. So many pious people who are dressed head to toe according to Sunnah. The only place you could see Noor is on these Indonesian girls. So this is how Shaitan will deceive a person. He will come in Noorani forms also. That look at the Noor of this. Just see how this girl, how she's lifting her hands and crying and making dua. And you'll stand there 5 minutes looking at her. And Shaitan got you fully under control, and you think I'm looking at the piety of this woman, how pious she is. But Shaitan got you fully under control. Pagal ki tarah phirte hai ushaqe majazi. And these people who fall into this guna, they carry on like mad people. All the time, their thoughts also, they are all the time involved in this evil thoughts also. They are like mad people, no sukoon they get whatsoever. Bechain hai din raat ye badnaam e zamana. These people are all the time bechain. They are frustrated. And when this shows, Hazrat explains in one place, that when a trouble comes on a person, some musibat, anything, sickness, accident, anything, then a person who's connected with Allah, who stayed away from guna, he remains composed. And another person, small trouble, argument with the wife, or his son and daughter-in-law having problems, and he blows it out of proportion. That bechaini from inside shows at such times. Like that, both will be the same. But when you get pressed, then the colors of the two people come out. Who is in which boat, and who is in what condition. That's the time when problems come. Like that, when everything is going smooth, everyone is nice, there is no problem. But when pressure comes on a person, then his true colors come out. And under normal circumstances, you can't make out a person. So under those circumstances, so these people who are involved in guna, in such conditions, you see, they are bechain. They can't take it at all. You see them then actually like mad people going around and big problem. What? I don't know what has happened. This has happened. They just got no chain whatsoever. These are those people who are involved in guna. It will show out at that time. Rehna hai agar chain se sun lo ye meri baat. If you want to live in peace, that is, under all circumstances, aankho ko haseeno kis nazar se na milana. Don't let your eyes make eye contact with these other beauties. By mistake your eye fall, then you are driving, you have to see, you saw somebody, that is the, but don't make eye contact. This eye contact, there are a lot of things that are told between in the eyes. Eyes meet and say a lot of things. Akhtar ki ye ek baat, nasihat ki suno tum. Listen to this one talk, Hazrat says, of Akhtar, which is of advice. In murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. Never let your, put your heart with these dead beauties. They are dead. They are going to die, so they are dead. If not dead today, tomorrow they are going to be dead. Give your heart to he who is ever, al-hayyul qayyum, who is not only living, but keeps the whole life, gives life to people, and keeps people alive. Every baby that the ruh comes, the life comes in that baby, is only from Allah Ta'ala. Allah puts that life in that baby. And then keeping that child alive for 60, 70 years, that's the work only of Allah Ta'ala. So give your life to him. as Hazrat also Damat Barakatum beautifully explains in one place, design ko na dekho, designer ko dekho. Don't look at a design. There is one design that you are seeing. Designer who has made countless, millions, billions of designs. Look at his design. And he is kulla yawmin fi shan. Every split second, he is in a different splendor, in a different beauty. And if you get connected with him, you will be also in a different splendor all the time. And if you get connected with Jahannam, then the qualities of Jahannam will come in a person. That la yamutu fiha wala yahya. You will be parishan all the time. No life in you, and death also is not coming on you. So that will be your condition. Hazrat, this is Hazrat's great, great kindness on us, on the ummah, that Hazrat stresses on this so much. Safeguard your eyes, and how many things of yours will be protected. And if you don't look after your eyes, destruction follows, and in a terrible form after that. You can keep yourself outwardly like a pious person, beard, topi, just speaking to one student from another country, where he says the fitnas are much more worse than what they are here in South Africa or even in UK. In their country, the fitnas, and the students who are studying deen, they are in the Darul Ulooms, but they are involved. And he says, how many ulama got involved in those countries where there is so much of freedom, etc. So this is a destroys a person. Your respect goes, your honor goes, and may Allah save us, our akhirat mustn't go. Dunya goes, and if akhirat also has to go, then what will be left? Then, and akhirat is not only that you don't get the jannat, but if you don't get jannat, what does it mean? Jahannam. And how terrible is in Jahannam. So it's not a small thing, it is a very big thing. And Hazrat's great, great favors, and Hazrat's finger, like a real Hakim finger on the pulse, he has picked up the real disease which is prevalent in almost all of us. All the time, these are the things that are troubling us. And if a person safeguards himself from this, he gets relief from what were terrible torments and tortures of this dunya also. And not only that, in place of that, Allah gives him sweetness of iman, enjoyment of deen. That is when a person enjoys his deen and feels happy, in the sense, proud, in the sense of happy that Allah has given him Islam, and he can make real shukr to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah in his kindness bless us with this, and to follow Hazrat's teachings all the time. By that, inshallah, we will get this beautiful enjoyment of this, and effort from our side also. If we don't make an effort, it won't come. If we think, well, today this is just a common thing, everyone is involved, you can't safeguard yourself, if you take that attitude, you will never come out of this quagmire, out of the quicksand. You will go deeper and deeper into it. But if you make a firm resolution and you really try, Allah will take you out. And Allah is not such that you want to come out and Allah will still leave you there. Allah will definitely take you out, and then see what enjoyment you get in all your ibadat also. Even your married life with your wife will become so much more enjoyable. Your life, your domestic life with your family will become so much more enjoyable. In this kitab, the value of sunnahs, we read previously about goat milk, how beneficial it is. Further, hamila aurat ke liye khajur ki shakal mein iron capsule. For a expecting woman, what is of tremendous value for her, to have khajur, whether the soft khajurs, rutabs, or the dry ones, the dry khajur, any, the khajur has got lot of iron, and it works wonders, miracles, especially for a woman who is expecting, who needs lot of extra strength. She is supporting that baby also, and the baby is really sucking her of all her strength, her energy. She has to, for herself also, normally what she needs, every person needs strength in your body. And when the woman is expecting, and usually the age where a woman deliver children is between 18, 30, 35, normally that gap. After that it becomes less, before that not, and that's their youth, their prime also, when the body also needs much more strength. And now with the baby, to look after that baby, she needs more strength. The baby is sucking her of her strength also, triple, she needs extra power and strength. So she needs a lot of support. And khajur is one tremendous thing that gives that physical, that strength to the woman. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu se marwi hai, ke huzur aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, mere nasdik nifas wali aurat ke liye khajur ke barabar koi shifa nahi, aur na hi shahid ke barabar mariz ke liye koi shay. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, according to me, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge, Allahu Akbar. What knowledge Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that for a woman who is in nifas, that is after childbirth, that there is nothing for shifa for her as what khajur is. That's the time she should eat quite a bit of khajur. And there is nothing that has the shifa cure in it as honey has got cure. We should try and increase. Sugar is very harmful in many ways. We should try and use, instead of that, use honey. And today, the people in the world, governments are promoting the use of honey. It is extremely beneficial. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ne farmaya, apne aurton ko halat nifas mein khajur khilaya karo. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that after childbirth, give your woman for khajur to eat quite a bit. کیونکہ جب حضرت مریم علیہ السلام کے ہاں حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام پیدا ہوئے, when عیسیٰ علیہ السلام was born, then what did Allah give to حضرت مریم علیہ السلام, کہ یہ غذا تھی, this was her food, that Allah تعالی told her that eat this khajur which Allah made to fall from the tree. اگر علم خداوندی میں اس سے اعلی کوئی دوسری غذا ہوتی تو ان کو وہ ضرور کھانے کو ملتی. If Allah who knows everything, if something else was more beneficial for her at that time, Allah should have ordered that for her. But what was the most beneficial was this year, the khajur. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ne farmaya, nifas mein jab aurat ki ghiza khajur ya chhuare hoti hai, uska bachcha burdubar hota hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that during after childbirth, that woman who her food, her staple food, quite a bit, she has khajur, or the dry khajur chhuare, then the child will have lot of tolerance in it. Hilam, the child will have lot of tolerance in it. There is one capsule, hamila khawatin ko daurane hamal, faulad ke kami ko pura karne ke liye, istimal karai jate hai. This capsule is given for expecting women, in order to supplement the iron in the body. That's one medicine that is given, a capsule. Berlin University ke shoba pharmacology ke doctor Nix Kalor ne khajur par taweel tahqeeq ke baad ye natija akhaz kiya hai. In Berlin, in Germany, and lot of research has been made on Islamic teachings in Germany, especially in Berlin. In the pharmaceutical department, a doctor made a deep research into khajur, about khajur dates. Akhaz kiya hai ki agar rozana ek khajur hamila khawateen ko istemal karai jaye to uska asar hamila ke tamam aza par musbit padta hai. That if a woman just has one khajur a day, when she is in the days of her, when she is expecting, then on every part of her body it has a very positive effect. Aur saath hi bachche ko bhi bahut taqviyat pahunchti hai, and it gives lot of strength to the baby as well. Khawateen khajur ka istemal karengi, unke hamal ki pechidgiya khatam ho jayegi. And these difficulties at childbirth, when they're giving birth, if they have a khajur a day during their pregnancy, it will remove all those difficulties which they go through. Aur waza hamal ke khatrat kam ho jayenge. And the dangers that there are at the time of childbirth, those dangers will also be gone. Khajur kyunke iron, yani faulad se pur hai, aur uski zaruriyat jism ke liye aham hai. Khajur is full of iron, and the body needs this very greatly. Magar kyunke hamila aurat mein faulad ki zarurat aur ahmiyat dar jati hai. But a pregnant woman, her need for this iron, increases threefold. She needs much more at that time. Isliye unka khajur ka istemal karana bahut zaruri hai. Therefore, it's not only beneficial, but very necessary to see that they use khajur during those days. Waza hamal ke waqt, mahirin khajur ka istimal zaruri batate hai. And at the time of giving birth, the experts of this field, they say that for the woman to have khajur is extremely necessary. Kyunki usse waza hamal, yani delivery case ki pechid gaya, aur uske baad mukhtalif amraaz se khawateen bach jati hai. Her delivery becomes easy also, and the problems that come after that, she gets saved from all those problems as well. Ek khatun ka delivery case hamesha mushkil aur bahut pareshan hoti thi. One woman, always she had problems whenever she was pregnant, lot of problems she had, and her delivery was also always difficult. Bahut ilaj karaye, lot of treatment she took, lekin ifaqa na hua. She didn't get any benefit. Mashura diya ke usko rozana ek do ya usse zayad khajure istemal karaye. She was given advice, every day have one, two or more khajurs. Aur waza hamal se qabal tak khajur istemal karaye. And till the child birth, let her have khajur. Jab aisa kiya gaya, to mariza hairat and gaze tariqe se sehat yaab ho gaye. When this was done, in a very extraordinary, very, very amazing way, she was relieved of all these problems. Then even normally, even not only for the woman, men don't give delivery, but they also need strength. If we also have khajur, at least one a day, three a day, if person has got a lot of heat in his body, then he shouldn't have too much. But if he hasn't got, and if you have got heat, take something that will cool it. Like Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the khajur with cucumber, for example, that balances the effect. Cucumber is cold and khajur is hot. Or anything else that cools, that will have a cooling effect, have it with that. But to have one khajur a day, when if we can have three a day, it will be extremely beneficial for a person. In this kitab we were reading of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, that what a great treasure it is and all the great benefits of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Further, Hazrat writes, La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah ke char fawaid, four great benefits of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Ye kalma La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Ila Akhiri Arsh ke niche ka jannat ka khazana hai. Aur jannat ki chhat arsh ilahi hai. This kalima, La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, is from under the arsh. It's a treasure from under the arsh. And the arsh of Allah Ta'ala is the roof of Jannat. Right at the top of Jannat is the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So that is the roof of Jannat. There is a treasure right from there. Uske parne se amal saliha ke ikhtiyar karne ki aur gunah se bachne ki taufeeq hone lagti hai. By reading it, a person gets the taufeeq of doing good deeds and staying away from haram things. Is maana mein ye Jannat ka khazana hai. That is why it is called a treasure of Jannat. There are buzurgs who made the complete islah of the murids only on reading of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Because by it, a person gets the tawfiq of doing good deeds by reading it. And he gets the tawfiq to stay away from sins. And that we should read it in abundance. And in Arabic, the Arabs refer to 70 as a thing done in kasrat, in abundance. And our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, Allah multiplies all good deeds by 10. So read it at least 7 times a day. Then Allah multiplied by 10, it's 70. So it is that you read it in great abundance. And by the barakat of it, without any doubt, do it and see that we get the tawfiq of doing good deeds. Guna start going out of our lives. It's a very simple amal to read La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Only so much, read it 7 times. The last time, read the whole kalima, Illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, add also la malja wa la manja min Allahi illa ilay, though not necessary. Only la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, every day, fix a time and read it 7 times and see the miracles it will work for one. Is kalima ko jannat ka khazana kyu farmaya gaya? Why is it called a treasure of jannat? Is kalma ko khazana kaha gaya, jiske hasb zail wujuh hai. These are the reasons why it's called a treasure. Kyunki ye kalma mithal khazane ke logo ki nazar se mehfooz aur ghaib tha. because this kalima, for it was there, and that is what you call a treasure. It is there, but you don't know it is there, or you don't know the value of it. That I had such a great treasure, you didn't know. La ilaha illallah, what a great treasure. But we don't know the value. That those are what are called treasures. What you know the value is not called a treasure. A treasure is that thing you have it, but you don't know you've got it, or you don't know its value. So la hawla wa la quwwata, many of us, we don't know what the value of it is. We learned it from when we were small. We should read our kalimas at the top of our voices. We should shout and read the third kalima. But we didn't know what the value of it is. Or Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke zariye se ata farmaya gaya. We were given this, the kalima also, and the value of it we were taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya isliye ke ye kalima jannat ki zakhiron mein se hai. Or it's called a treasure, it's from the treasures of jannat which we have been given in this world. Ya isliye ke jannat ki umda ni'maton ko hasil karane wala hai. Or it is because through the barakat of this kalima, we will get the beautiful, great enjoyments of Jannat. Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali farmate, ke isli ye khazana Jannat ka hai. Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali say, this is a treasure of Jannat, ke ye kalma apne kehne wale ke liye Jannat mein umda tawaf ka khazana jama karta hai. That the reciter of this kalima, then this kalima collects great, great, beautiful treasures for that person in Jannat. Ahkar arz karta hai ke pas is sabab ka naam musabbib ke naam par rakh diya gaya jo ilaqa-e majaz mursal ke usool se qismiyatu sabab bi ismil musabbab kehlata hai. This is literature, the study of literature, that Hazrat has discussed this, that why is it called treasure of Jannat, and we will appreciate if a person understands the deeper points of literature. Ye kalma 99 bimariyon ki dawa hai jinme sabse adna bimari aisa gham hai jo insaan ko ghula de, uska naam hum hai. This kalima is a cure for 99 ailments, 99 sicknesses. And the lowest of the, in the list of this 99, the lowest, the smallest benefit is that it saves a person from worry, and which is called gham. And that gham is that completely makes a person, such depression that he is completely useless, he can't do anything. It will save him from that. When that is the lowest, then what are the other 99? In another riwayat it comes that the lowest is poverty. It will save you from poverty. And what are the other things it will save you from? An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah dawa min tis'atin wa tis'ina da'an aysaruha alham. That Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says it's a remedy of 99 ailments, the lowest of which is worry. So we should try and read this kalima, make fix a time, and 7 times every day, make a point, make sure we read it. We'll see great, great benefits. Deen is very easy, and to practice on deen is also easy, and the greatest returns are from deen. You work the least, and you get the greatest reward. Nothing in dunya can give you returns like this. But unfortunately, we are very short-sighted. We work the whole day in our shops, in our offices, for dunya. And dunya gives you a very small bit of it. And it takes it all back again. Doesn't let it stay with you also. And things of deen, with little effort, and you'll get great, great returns. It's a matter of our yaqeen being made, then we will see it openly with our eyes. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Yeah, in this kitab we were reading Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's Malfuzat, those Malfuzat that will make it easy for a person to give up sin. Further, Hazrat writes, Farmaya, ke ta'at ke saath taqada-e maasiyat mujib-e qurb hai. This needs a little bit to put pressure on our mind to understand this Malfuz of Hazrat. Hazrat said that if you are engaged in the obedience of Allah, you are making your namazes, You are making your tilawat, all the things you have to do, and you have got the desire of sin. In such a case, this desire of sin takes you closer to Allah. You are doing what you have to do, your farz, whatever you have to do, you are doing. But it's human nature, you have got a desire of sin. And a desire of sin is not sin. Allah has put that desire for alhamaha fujuraha. To act on that desire, this is guna. A bad thought coming to a person is not guna. But to entertain the thought, or to bring voluntarily bad thoughts, that is guna. But just a bad thought, it can be the worst thought about human dunya, etc. Or it can be even about Allah Ta'ala, about deen. The worst thought can come. What came itself is not harmful. And a person carries on. What is important, many of us, we are more concerned about kayfiyat, conditions, than the actual actions, the amal. Like a person, if he's traveling and there is a very nice road, the road also is very nice. On the side there are lights also, there are flowers also, there is river flowing, water flowing. You enjoy driving on that road. But the object is not the side things. That is just an additional thing. Even if it's you don't get a good road, you have to now, there's a detour, they are fixing up the road, you have to go on the side road, a corrugated road. No flowers, no nothing. But traveling the road will take you to your destination. If additionally you get the flowers, you get the lights, that is even more better. But if you don't get that, your object must be that you're traveling. So amal is the object. What that you get, good conditions, you're feeling happy, you're feeling very nice, very good. No condition. You're not getting enjoyment. Doesn't matter as long as you're doing your amal. You're getting bad thoughts with your amal. Also no problem. As long as you are doing the amal, that is important. Or ma'asiyat ke saath. And if you are committing guna, adam etaqada, without having a desire for guna, your life, you have become used to guna. You are living a life of guna and you are committing guna. And you haven't got that desire also. You are so used to it. Mujib-e qurb nahi. That desire, that not having desire for guna, won't take you closer to Allah. When you are being obedient to Allah, and you have desire of guna, that desire of guna, you're not acting on it. But you are doing what you have to do, that's taking you closer to Allah Ta'ala. And if you are involved in guna, but you're not even enjoying the guna, like for example, a person every day speaking to woman, he doesn't think of it as a guna, it's just this part of his life, he's just carrying on with it all the time, he's in guna, he hasn't got desire to speak, he's doing it every day. That won't take him closer to Allah. So being obedient to Allah and having desire of guna, that will take you closer to Allah. So don't get frightened for such desires which are within you. Balke irtikab se pehle, jo is taqaze ki wo mukhalifat karta tha, before committing the guna, you've got a desire of a guna, and the desire, you are fighting it all the time. Before you fell into the guna, you are fighting it all the time. Ye muqawamat, muqabla aur mujahada ki ek farz thi jo mujib e qurb hai. All the time, as long as you are fighting that desire, that was your jihad all the time. And that is going to take you closer to Allah Ta'ala. And if you fell into the guna, make tawbah, but now you fought it, you didn't fall in it. You are getting the reward of jihad. One hadith which Hazrat Damat Barakatum taught us, and this can happen to any person. He can fall in love with another woman. Woman can fall in love with some man. And now that love is there, but you don't do anything. Never you informed that person. Never you wrote a letter. Never you told that person a phone call. Nothing. You get the reward of jihad for that. That desire can come into a person. It can come into any person. Anyway it can happen. But you don't do any wrong. So that desire can be there. But you don't act on it, you are getting closer. The desire of guna will take you closer to Allah Ta'ala. And this is, shaitan also sees, he put that desire in you, of that guna, that commit this guna, commit that guna. But now, when he sees you are using it to get closer to Allah, he will also pull back. Like somebody who gives your child money to spoil your child. But your child came out to be such, he's using it for good things. He's buying kitabs with that money. He's not doing it, buying cigarettes, or he's not going to a cinema and using for wrong thing. He's using it in good things. That person, no, this is a waste. I mustn't give him money. I am giving him money to spoil him. He is using it to get better. He'll stop giving that money. So this desire shaitan puts in a mind. When we use it to come closer to Allah, he'll withdraw himself. Very quickly he'll withdraw. So the thing is, desires will be there for every person. But don't act on those desires. Don't give attention to their desires. These desires also are such, like our Buzurgs explained, like in India, Pakistan, those countries more, not our countries. We have a super highway where everyone is allowed to travel. Buses, trucks, there, rickshaws, bicycles, person pushing his wheelbarrow, all are using the super highway. So your heart is a super highway. All thoughts will come in there. Now in that super highway, if you pay looking around this side and that side, you're going to bump somebody. You keep your eyes on your road. You just be careful that I must go straight and that nobody must bump me. I mustn't bump. You'll be safe. So in your heart, all thoughts will come. In your namaz, in your tilawat, but don't pay attention to them. If you pay attention to them, you're going to make an accident. You just keep your eyes what I'm doing on my namaz, what I'm reading. Let their thoughts be there. Just put it at the back of your mind. They are there, they want to come. They are also you traveling in the super highway of the heart. Let them travel, but you keep your eyes on your namaz, on your tilawat, on your dua, on your zikr, you'll be safe. The minute you lose little concentration, now you have to make sajda sahwa in namaz. Now you're not sure of your rakats. Now you made 3 instead of 4, 4 in 5 instead of 4. These things happen because you went and pay attention somewhere else. If you should keep your mind on your road, then this thing shouldn't have happened. So these desires will be there, but don't act upon them. فرمایا کہ در حقیقت یہ شیطان کا ایک دھوکہ ہے کہ گناہ کر لینے سے تقاضا کم ہو جائے گا. مولانا سید حضرت مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ, this is a great deception of شیطان, that what شیطان tells you that by committing a guna your desire will get less. This is very common. A person who is a smoker, then he just now gave up smoking, say I'll just have one then finish. Or a person who masturbates, just let me do this masturbation this one time, then I know I'm finished. This is a deception of shaitan. کیونکہ ارتکاب معصیت فی الحال کچھ دیر کو تقاضا کم ہو جائے گا. By committing that guna for a while, your desire will go down. You'll be relieved. You'll feel nice. No more desire for that evil now. Now you'll be relieved. مگر اس کا اثر یہ ہوگا کہ آئندہ مادہ معصیت قوی ہو جائے گا. But not long. That desire will be more stronger than before. And you'll get more involved in that guna than before. اور ازالہ قدرت سے باہر ہو جائے گا. Now to protect yourself, the water will go over your head. Now you won't be able to safeguard yourself. یعنی گناہ کرنے سے وقتی سکون ہوگا. By committing a guna for a short while, you'll get some relief. لیکن کچھ دیر بعد پہلے سے بھی شدید تقاضا ہوگا. But after some time, the desire will come more stronger. اور بار بار گناہ سے یہ تقاضا روز بروز اتنا بڑھتا جاوے گا کہ گناہ چھوڑنا مشکل ہو جائے گا. And if you carry on this way, then soon it will come to the stage, like many drug addicts, etc., smokers, alcoholics, now it's beyond their control. Now they just can't get out of it. So what is it? Right at the beginning, don't commit the guna even the first time. And also what shaitan bluffs many people, that try it out. Friends also tell you, try a cigarette. Just try it out. That is where you go wrong. Never ever try any guna out. Any wrong thing. Just go one time. Come, we're going cinema. You join us one time only. This is the way you slip and you start going wrong. Don't commit the guna. And never ever think that I'll just do this guna one time and then I'll be relieved. It will just lead a person more and more. Whether it is looking at on the internet, all the filth and dirt. They just let me see now this one time. Then I know I'm satisfied. I won't look again. For a while you'll get sukoon. And again your desire will come more stronger than before. And then soon the time will come you won't be able to. Then you won't be looking only on the internet. You'll get involved physically in worse filth and dirt. You'll ruin yourself completely. May Allah save us all. Where is this student? What's it? I give it to. theology. Very briefly, just for the benefit of all of us, bayat is sunnat, but what is farz is our islah. That is what is farz. And we must keep our eyes on our islah. All the time, every person. If our eyes are not on our islah, then our condition will be like those children who have lost their parents. Either they passed away or divorce case, nobody to look after them. Most cases they turn out to be delinquents because nobody to guide them, nobody to make the islah. So if a person hasn't got somebody to make his islah, this happens to a person. He also becomes like that delinquent. And these children, usually when they come in their teens, no matter who explains them, doesn't make sense to them. They think everyone else is wrong, we are right. So like that, a person who hasn't got a guide, a share, he also feels, I know, and I am right. So in this person's condition, who feels that I'm mustaqil bizzat, I'm sufficient in myself, I don't need anyone to tell me, who are you to tell me? Those people become mustaqil badzat. They become the worst, the epitome of evil they become. Evil, they are evil themselves, they spread evil, such people. And even if a person made his islah, and he can be now a sheikh also with thousands of murids, but if he's not conscious of his islah, then that person will also cause great havoc. Because then that person who hasn't got, is not concerned, hasn't got a sheikh to make mashura with, or other senior people, what I'm doing is right. I don't, or even a person who's got a sheikh, but just for namesake. He doesn't make any mashura with his sheikh. He just feels himself he's all right. This person, though he might be having how many murids also. The famous saying is, ye muslih kya rahega. He won't be a guide to other people. Khud salih bhi nahi rahega. He won't be even righteous in himself. So the consciousness, worry of islah must be always with us. That person will be safeguarded. And then not only that worry, that concern, it starts from there. Then appropriately take advice from our seniors. You have your sheikh, take advice from him on your matters. You make your own decisions. Ra'yul alil, alil. The opinion of a sick person, that opinion of his is also sick. How can that sick opinion? A sick doctor also can't treat himself. He has to go to another doctor to treat him. So this islah is the thing for what bay'at is. For that, once a person becomes bay'at, generally, there are these few things if a person does, inshallah, he will progress all the time. One is to maintain Islamic dressing all the time, wherever we are. Tilawat of Quran Sharif regularly, daily. And then tasbihat, zikr of ours, generally for all of us, 100 times la ilaha illallah. And 100 times Allah. As a student, the morning zikr is sufficient for the students, what we do here. Just do that. And with la ilaha illallah, keep this in mind, that with la ilaha, I'm vacuuming, pulling out all the dirt and filth from my heart. And with illallah, I'm putting all new life in my heart. All the right things, the good things in my heart. The first time, and more or less every 10 times, we say, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Durood Sharif sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with Allah, may to have this tasawwur, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, I want you. You come in my heart. You also love me. Inshallah, we'll get Allah's love. And after the first time saying Allah, we should say Jalla, Jalalu, or any other words of Allah's greatness and honor. May Allah give tawfiq, inshallah.
Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jamaat in the masjid according to sunnat, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiyah, and the silsila of the Qadiriyah, and the silsila of the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakah of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on iman kamil, on kalima shahadat, wat afiyat, izzat, and rah. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious. Accept each other. Can that regularly? Anyway, sir. Zikr also made the announcement of the end.
Inshallah, on Laylatul Sabt, coming Friday night, in Homestead Park will be our monthly majlis. Inshallah, the majlis will be after the Isha Salah. 7:15 is Adhan and 7:30 is Jamaat. And inshallah, on Laylatul Ahad, Saturday night, the program has been changed. Originally, it was supposed to have been after Isha, but inshallah, it will be after the Maghrib Salah. So on the posters, it's written after Isha, but today we send out a message, it will be after the Maghrib Salah. And after Isha Salah, in Jami Masjid, Munana Ashad Madani will be delivering a bayan. So those who want to, are welcome to go there also. And then inshallah, on Yomul Ahad, from 10 o'clock in the morning, will be our majlis, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, our monthly mashwara. And then inshallah, the majlis will be there after.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم دل میرا ہو جا ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا لا إله إلا الله پہنچائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نعرائے مستانہ خوش میائے دم نعرائے مستانہ خوش میائے دم تا ابد جانم چنی مایم بدم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ ایچے شیری نستے نام شیرو شکر میش و جانم تمام وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد واصحابہ وبارک وسلم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین اللہم انا نسألک رضاک والجنہ ونعوذ بک من سخطک وغضبک والنار اللہم استعملنا بسنته وتوفنا علی ملته واجعلنا من حزبه اللہم انا نسألک حبک وحب من يحبک والعمل الذی يبلغنا حبک اللهم اجعل حبك احب الينا من انفسنا واهلنا ومن الماء البارد يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفه عين فانك ان تكلنا الى انفسنا تكلنا الى ضعف وعوره وذنب وخطيئه اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين امين.